see you. Yeah. Well, I guess it's time for Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show on June 16th. Don't know what year it is. I think it's 11:20, if I remember correctly. There's a bearish out there. How's the bearish doing?
I'm doing good, Fred. I'm doing real good.
Feeling a lot better. You're all healed up now, huh?
Well, it's been 3 weeks from my back, and the doctors are still amazed at the healing process that I've had in 3 weeks for having L1, L2, L3, L4, and L5 work. So I'm back to work and doing light work. Not heavy, but the idea of it is I'm back to work.
Yeah. How many people are you working on a day now?
I'm working between 1 and 2. I'm not really hurting myself, but, you know, I just want to take it careful. And I'm doing some really good work. I had a lot of tremendous energy healings in the room, especially today. So I'm back on track again, really on track. So it really feels good.
I'm just trying to get the Ustream thing working properly. I'll tell you, I don't know how this thing works. It's just so I could see myself on there. I know I'm broadcasting somewhere, but who knows where. I keep losing the oh, there it is. I keep losing the chat room for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, I haven't been able to get the chat room the last couple of weeks when I was on the show for some odd reason.
Yeah,
I think I got one message and that was it. So
I see a blank for the chat room. I think dashboard. Yeah, just a blank.
Right.
I guess I'll get rid of it without killing my show here. Buddy Booth talking in the background.
Yes, I can hear him.
Buddy, but what do you got to say today, babe? Got a lot to say. I got to get a little closer. I haven't got it on my shoulder today because the sun's shining. He's checking it out. And sometimes he's quieter when he's right behind me there.
Yeah.
Sometimes he doesn't interrupt as much.
Right.
Yeah, buddy, what do you think? So anyhow, I've been, you've been watching the Kaylee Anthony trial at all? You there?
Yeah, I'm right here, Fred. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. I just wondered if
I'm just walking across the room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to... This is such a joke.
I'm trying to get my
Bert thinks chat. It's funny.
I'm trying to get my chat room up here.
Yeah. See if you can get one. I can't find one. It's just amazing how it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Probably knock myself off the air fooling around with it, but we'll see. Completely. Now, buddy's got a lot to say today.
He does.
Yeah. So, you've been electronically harassed lately? How's that going?
No, I'm not being harassed at all, Fred. I'm not
good.
Having any trouble with that at all.
So many people out there are. It's amazing how many people, and you should hear the stories that we get.
Really?
Oh, yeah, lots of stories. Mostly... You know, depression is a big part of it, but some people actually get their houses broken into.
Really?
Yeah, it's really interesting. At first, I didn't believe that was happening, but then so many people have the same thing, you know, when they go out and come back. And what happens is whoever breaks in their house, they don't take anything, but they rearrange stuff.
Right.
Just to let them know they were there. It's just a form of harassment, you know?
No, I haven't had that kind of trouble. I haven't heard of that, but, I mean, I know it's going on. I just haven't had any of that at all. Interesting.
Well, it's fun. It's really interesting to see how the character of our politicians. What do you think of the Wiener case?
God, that's terrible. I find it really offensive. I find it... you know, I'm Jewish, and to see something like that happen, I mean, it just, it's terrible. It just, it bothers me to no end. And I think it's absolutely terrible what he's done.
Yeah,
he's asking people to lie for him. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I know. Not only is he asking people to lie for him, but he, they resign, you know.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Yeah. But look at, how would you compare him with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Well, I think... that's a very good case. I think both of them should be ashamed of themselves, to be honest with you. I think it's really terrible.
Yeah,
I think
they,
it's really terrible. People that should be leaders, that should be helping us and moving us forward, and they talk to, you know, go to bed early, rise early, do good work, and they're all fooling around. They're all lying. They're all... It's terrible, Fred. It's really terrible. It doesn't make sense to me.
No, I know, and you know, if you, I've seen a lot of documentaries on Abraham Lincoln. And Abraham Lincoln was, you know, probably one of the one of the good politicians of our time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was so honest, and Arnold had 30 affairs going at once or something.
Well, it was terrible. I mean, how do you live like that? I mean, how are you supposed to help people? I mean, it's just absolutely terrible. I mean, he's married to a wonderful woman, and you know, they go out to do damage. I mean, is it the power, Fred? Is it a power thing?
Yeah, I think it is. They begin to think that they're bulletproof.
Huh?
And when they think they're bulletproof, they actually don't believe they're going to get caught. You know, they actually believe.
Yeah.
Even in the situation of football, you know, after 20 or 21 years as a quarterback in great standing, in his last year, Brett Favre got in trouble, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't think he harassed the girl, but he asked her out and sent some weird pictures, you know? So it's kind of like a disease, I believe, you know? I first had my electronics company back in, I had it a while, but it was very successful, and that was back in, 71, around 71, and I got married, and I was married for a year, right?
Right.
And marriage was fine, and so I proceeded to get myself in trouble like that. That was one and only time I'll ever do it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
I managed to have an affair with my number one salesman's secretary, whose husband was a friend of mine in law school.
Wow.
And it was about a two-week affair, but it took 10 years to fix the damage on it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
The girl eventually divorced the guy. I mean, that was in the cards, but I mean, I didn't need to get involved. And I remember when I came home, when my wife had found out about it, when I came home, all the furniture in the house was gone. And we had a big house, too.
Wow.
She took everything and disappeared. It took me a month to find her.
Wow.
I just think she left me a change of clothes.
Yeah.
And that's really not worth that kind of shit. You know, if you have a commitment, buddy, you honor it. Even if you're living together, it's important.
Right.
And I've never done that since. I've even been careful when I was in my single years when a friend of mine or so would break up with his girlfriend and the girl would want to go out with me,
right.
I wouldn't go out with him, even though I might would have liked to have gone out with him. I'd say, nope, I'm not crossing that bridge. I've been across it.
Right.
Yeah, if they're not married and they're broke up, they may get back together and I'm not interfering, you know?
That's right. That's right.
Not worth it.
I'll tell you, I'm just looking for one nice lady, and I'm having a hard time. I'm going to synagogues, I'm going to churches, I'm going to dance groups, it's hard to find somebody.
Well, it's not hard to find anybody, it's hard to find somebody that's decent.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of bodies out there.
It might be my age, too, because I'm 69, and, you know, it might be a problem. But
you just want to get yourself in pretty good shape when you do that, you know?
I always
made sure I was thin and everything when I was dating. And
yeah.
I'm pretty thin now, but not thin enough.
Yeah.
I need to lose some weight. There's no doubt about it. I'm at least 20 pounds too heavy right now.
Yeah.
And it doesn't go away very easy. In the old days, I'd stop eating for a couple of days, you know, just drink a little water, and I'd lose 20 pounds.
But yeah, now, right. That's how it used to work years ago. Not anymore.
Yeah.
Not anymore. How have you been?
Huh?
How have you been?
Oh, I've been good.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Maybe you can work. Are you on Facebook?
Excuse me?
Do you go on Facebook?
I went on a date one time in one of those things on the internet.
Yeah.
And the woman showed a picture, and it was 20 years younger than what she said she was. And so when I met her at a diner just to talk to her, and I looked at her, she had 20 miles of desert trails on her face. You know, so it's hard. You know, they're not exactly honest, and I just stopped doing that after it happened twice.
Yeah, we had a lady. I forget. Mikkel and I got to know her, and came off. She was Frank Sinatra's some close relation to Frank Sinatra.
Mm-hmm.
Had a good voice on the phone and all that, but when we met her.
Mm-hmm.
She said she was a certain age, and
right.
When we met her, the wrinkles on her face. She was a hard alcoholic, or I guess she was sober then. Has she gotten sober?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People drink so hard and so often, and they start like when they're 30s,
right?
And then by the time they're 60, their face is it looks like a floor mat or something, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's kind of sad what people do to themselves. And then on the other hand, there's some that are quite old and still very attractive, you know, so because they take care of themselves.
Well, I just stopped it. I haven't dated anybody in a little while. I'm really into my energy. I'm really into healing, and I'm really into, you know, making my clients as best, you know, as well as I can. So that's what I'm really into these days. If somebody comes along, fine. If somebody doesn't come along, that's fine, too.
Yeah, well, you might think about getting a bird. Birds are good.
You know, you've got a wonderful lady. I haven't seen you guys in a couple of years, but you have a wonderful lady.
Yeah, you can't beat somebody like Mikkel.
Yeah, she's a very, you guys are very lucky.
Yeah, she's a good woman. Very rare, trustworthy, you know. That's really important.
Yes.
And
really, really close.
I met her in the living room of my other house, believe it or not.
Excuse me?
I met her in the living room of my other house. She came up to do some work for me on the computer or something. And I forgot.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
How nice. We're having the Rochester International Jazz Festival this week.
Oh, that'll be nice.
And so I've been I just came back, and the really, really good acts is Bella Fleck and Chris Bodie and Katie Lang and Elvis Costello and Natalie Cole. I mean, it's real big names, real big names. And I think we're the second largest jazz show in the country. It's really rated very high.
So you got a lot of big names coming in.
Oh, a lot of big names.
Wow.
A lot of big names. And so we've had a lot of fun here, and it's just incredible.
And
I love jazz, so, you know, it's so good.
I do. All of us do. She loves some of those, like that Katie Lang and all those people.
Yeah.
She has a lot of their albums out here. She'll play them at night when she takes them back.
Oh, terrific. Yeah, Katie Lang's very good.
Either the music from the 50s, you know, old swing music.
Right, the old bebop jazz, yeah.
Yeah, or so it's jazz, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really, really great. They had a Latin group that came on Tuesday night, and they were just unbelievable. People were dancing in the street. They were dancing under the tent, and even I stood up and I went, you know, I was dancing a little bit with my walker. But it's really a lot of fun. I mean, jazz is, wow, it's just great.
Oh, yeah, when Mikkel used to play the bass, I wish he'd start, you know, the great big bass, you know, the big tall one.
Yes, yes.
Seen that, haven't you? It's here. I haven't, she hasn't been playing that for quite a while. I told her she started playing it again, you know.
McCoy, I'll tell you, there's nothing like real bass. That's really incredible.
Oh, yeah, especially that the real jazz players played those stand-up basses.
Oh, yeah.
As tall as I am, you know?
Yeah, yeah, very, very good. Let's give out some phone numbers here, okay? Maybe we can get some people to call in for healing.
Yeah, let me tell you something about that.
Yes, sir.
I've been talking to a lot of people during the week that are trying to call in and can't.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They say the line's busy or nobody answers. And I've had many people lately complain that they try to call in. It's like nobody's listening to our show, you'd think, because of the callers. Well, the callers are trying. They just can't get through.
Wow.
And what I like to do when I don't have guests on here is I like to make the show for the caller. That's what.
Right.
You know, yeah. So go ahead and put the numbers out and maybe somebody.
Yeah, sure. The first number is 1-888-815-9756. I'll give that again because that's also Canadian. It's 1-888-815-9756, 1-530-327-7602. I'll repeat that again. 1-530-327-7602 and 1-530-413-4510. So please give us a call. We're willing to help you. We're hot to trot over our new receptors, and we want to talk about it, and we want to talk about the projectors. And please give us a call. We'd love to talk to you about this.
Yeah, we've got the new series out there now.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to see how the new ones work in comparison with the old ones. And I was talking to one lady the other day, and who bought one of the new, what we call the heart chakra model.
Yes.
And that's the one with three stones,
mm-hmm.
and three gemstones on it. And the nice thing about that one, you know, for years, we always had the problem. And people come to those trade shows or come here sometimes, and they buy the receptor. Let's say they have a thyroid problem.
Right.
You know, and then they test, obviously they're going to test strong for an emerald because that's the center frequency of nature, and it's also the center color of nature, and it's also the center of the body, you know.
Right.
Organ-wise, the thyroid, it's the gateway, you know, to the stomach from the head. And so they'll put that emerald on, and they'll wear it, and it takes about a year to really make a big change when you use this type of energy.
Mm-hmm.
First 90 days, what happens is your red blood cells all reproduce themselves with the new energy that
right.
the receptor has brought into the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when you have your first notable change.
Right.
And what happens is it homeopathically starts to work on the organ itself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then, after a while, organs themselves get completely rejuvenated. They reproduce themselves over
right.
typically of a year.
Right.
About a year.
Mm-hmm.
Except
mm-hmm.
the bones, that takes 7 years. But to reproduce themselves again, that completely, you know,
right.
layers come off and new layers come in, is what bones
right.
break down the calcium into the body for the heart.
Uh-huh.
So after a year, they'll come up, and it's time to change the stone. You know what I mean? I mean, it's emerald.
Right.
So we'll muscle test them. The thyroid's in recovery may not be completely back to where it should be, but it's time to let that organ, it's got the jump start. Now it needs to move on into the the next phase.
Right.
And so the next phase would be, let's say a ruby or a red stone, you know, ruby or a garnet. Sometimes people can't afford a ruby, so we'll sell them a garnet, you know, which is the same thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, energy-wise. But then they put that on. So now they got to change the stone out in that receptor. And if it was
mm-hmm.
one of the cheaper ones we used to make, throw the receptor out or give it to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It has some effect on the body as far as working with radiation, but...
Right, right, right.
Not doing the direct organ thing anymore. So then they put on the red stone, garnet or ruby, and they wear that for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Then what happens is that's done. Now it's probably typically for going in that direction. You're either going to go to violet, or which would be an amethyst, or you're going to jump up to a diamond or a
mm-hmm.
zircon.
Mm-hmm.
So now you take, you send the receptor back, and you swap it out for a, you know, a zircon or a diamond, depending on your
mm-hmm.
budget.
Mm-hmm.
They both work just equally well, I think. So anyway, so now that new piece we have, it has a big stone in the center, and then it's got a right and left stone.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do now is we're able to muscle test past, present, and future.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And put three stones in.
Right.
So now we could put all three stones. We put the person, the center stone would be emerald. Stone on the right, which would be the next progression because things
mm-hmm.
go clockwise, that's
mm-hmm.
going to be a ruby. And then a stone on the left is going in a spiral around the center of the instrument.
Right.
It's going to be a diamond.
Yeah.
And that gives them 3 years.
Yeah.
And after that, then we probably, what we would do is we swap out all the stones for white stones because they would be, a multicolor. All the organs would be functioning.
Yeah.
So the white is all seven colors, and therefore their energy's up, you know.
Right.
That's the nice part about that piece, and that's unique that way. And we've sold some after testing them, and we're getting results. They've only been out about, if they came out, January, a year ago, probably,
mm-hmm.
probably they've been out about a year now.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
came out mid-year, this time last year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so they're doing pretty good, and that's a really nice receptor, and it's beautiful. And we also sometimes will gold plate that. We can make it solid gold, the bridge, or we can gold plate it now with a new
mm-hmm.
dot, and it doesn't cost that much more money. You know, you don't have to
yeah.
make a solid gold one. You have the gold look with a nice heavy plating that we do.
Yeah, well, the gold is really interesting because it really balances things out so well. And it actually calms everything down. So it's a beautiful piece. I know my solid gold receptor, I've got the same thing you do. And it's just absolutely beautiful. I wish I could afford a new one. I would get a new one in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
So I'm saving my money for that because I want to get solid gold and I want to get a platinum bridge again. So
which one do you have now? Silver one?
No. I've got a solid gold one. I have the nuclear receptor.
Yeah.
And I've got a diamond and, of course, the bridge, you know, the big bridge with the diamonds. So I love it. I mean, it still works for me. I just, I really love it. But I'll tell you, I had luck with the garnet. I had a woman in my office who was 92 years old.
Yeah.
And we got her a nuclear receptor with a garnet in it. And she was really tired. Her mind wasn't working well. And she was tired all the time, and we got her a garnet. Oh, my gosh, Fred, she's just jumping off the walls.
That's pretty good.
And, you know, so that, no, it was just a receptor, but it works. I mean, it's so powerful, Fred. I don't know if people realize how powerful these tools really are. They are powerful.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. I mean, until you actually, because you look at it, it's kind of cool looking, but so you actually wear one for a week or two.
Yeah.
Really, some people feel them instantly. Most
yeah.
people within about 2 or 3 days. Sometimes
right.
people take a couple of months, depending on how
right.
sensitive their system is and how toxic they are.
Right.
But I have some people that are so sensitive, I wouldn't want to be that sensitive, that they can just get near it.
Yeah.
Somebody else is wearing it and feel it, you know?
Yeah.
A little over the top for me. I mean, I don't want to be that sensitive.
Right.
Did you ever try to sell that, or would you ever do to sell it?
No, I stopped about 6 months ago, Fred. I never tried it again. I wanted to put it in the Times, but they wanted like $250 for a day or two, and that's just a lot of money for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I presume, you know, we might be able to sell them in New York City if somebody comes up to the table.
Yeah.
I remember you sold one across the table that was solid gold.
Yeah.
So I remember that happening. So, I'm just waiting for New York. I just can't wait for you to show up there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it this year.
Yeah, you're a pretty big name, Fred.
Yeah, and then out here, too, but People in New York are more aggressive about buying things. Californians seem to know it all back out here, you know? Plus, a lot of them have our receptors already anyway. That $350 one's pretty popular, though. We sell a number of those.
I bet you do.
And it looks just like the silver one, you know? It's
yeah,
gold,
yeah.
Gold-plated and silver-plated. And I have my projector that I'm wearing now is actually silver. It's got a solid gold bridge, but it's actually silver underneath. I just plated the...
You did?
I plated the whole thing. It looks like...
Can I see it, Fred? I can't see it that well.
Yeah, I'll get it. Bring it up.
Yeah, maybe we could take a look and people can see that.
Yeah. It's got a solid gold bridge on it.
Uh-huh.
You can't tell that that's silver with a solid gold bridge.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's all... It's got a heavy plate on it.
Yeah.
You put on them. We charge $200, $250 or something.
Wow, that's beautiful, Fred. Yeah.
It's guaranteed for life, so it ain't going nowhere. There you go.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Got to get it in the light.
Yeah. Very, very beautiful. What kind of stones are those? Are those canary diamonds?
Yeah. No, yeah. No. These are yellow sapphires.
Oh, they're yellow sapphires?
Yeah.
Okay.
We find that this. There's, let's see, 1.5 carat. This is 2. Let's see, that's 2 half carats, and that's 2. And that's a third, and that's a third.
So yeah,
Let's see, there's one and two-thirds carats of stones on here. That's what it's
right.
Because they're smaller, they don't cost all that much. If you had a 1¾ carat sapphire all by itself, it'd be pretty darn expensive.
Right. Beautiful. You did a beautiful job on that.
I thought,
very pretty.
Okay. 3 carats.
There you go.
Yeah, so anyway, I wear the heck out of this thing, and then I'll put my receptor on when it's done. You know, when I get it, when it does enough stuff, then I'll put the receptor back on.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's really, really pretty.
By the way, it's silver, too. I'll do the chain again. It's amazing how this is a 4-millimeter... That isn't anybody blue.
Yeah.
Quiet. Chain. Isn't that chain beautiful? I mean, look. Get it focused there. There's the chain. You can't tell that that's a silver chain.
That's beautiful.
And I've been wearing this for a long time, and nothing's wearing off.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. That's why when we charge that much money to plate them, because we do the chain. Too,
right.
And the chain takes a lot of gold. I mean... People don't realize how much gold it takes to plate something until it's like a chain.
The idea of it is to, it makes a big difference when you're wearing that stuff.
Yeah.
Hi, Bill.
My brother just walked in.
Yeah.
So, that's really pretty.
Then you
really nice.
Alone, right? It's gold plated. Yeah. This is the big amplifier that we use. Big guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this was plated long
time. Hello?
Dr. Fred Bell.
Hi. You want to talk to Fred Bell? Hold on.
Yeah.
Fred, we got a phone call, buddy.
Okay, how's it going? Who's this?
This is Chris Shaw, Fred. How you doing?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Griffin, Georgia.
Oh, great. You sound like you're from the South.
I'm from Alabama. I'm an Alabama graduate.
You got an Alabama accent, huh? That's pretty
good. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't sound like you're from England.
It's actually
anything.
Chattahoochee River accent.
Yeah.
I just live barely on the other side of the Chattahoochee.
Oh, that's pretty
good
cool.
Side.
You're in moonshine country.
Yeah.
The good side, the Alabama side, but I live on the Georgia side.
That's funny.
I want to know if you know Flanagan. Didn't you work with Flanagan on some of those projects?
Yeah, I did. Actually, he worked a little bit on the receptor when we first started it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love his things he had back in. I saw him on Tom Snyder 1972.
Yeah, that's what I was working on.
He and Crystal Gayle had just spent the night in the pyramids.
Yeah. Oh, him and, yeah. Him
that
and
blew partner. My mind. I started building pyramids the night.
Oh, he was
in his company. You know Christopher Hills?
Christopher Hills?
Yeah, did you know him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't know him real well, but I knew his number one people. I used to visit them up in Santa Cruz when they were up there.
Hey, come on now.
Yeah, at the University of the Trees.
Yeah, University of the Trees.
Yeah, well, he was in. He had a multi-level algae multi.
Spirulina. Yeah.
About the godfather of spirulina. Him and Hirohito's nephew. And but they had he had a company called Light Force. It was a spirulina company, basically, you know.
I remember Light Force.
And Flanagan came in and with his crystal energy.
Yeah, a friend of mine, his first name was Paul. I forget his last name, but he was the number one distributor of all of them. He was the top guy. And he used to sell a lot of our products along with the Light Force products because the nuclear...
Yeah, well, you know, Christopher had some things that were at, I think he was associated with Lou Childer and HeartMath.
Yeah.
And they sold, because I'm a dowser and into pendulums and into, you know, super sensonics, that's what he called it.
Right, I remember that book. I actually have that book called that, super sensonics.
Yeah, I had that book too, I don't know where it is. But I was crazy about Christopher. And I'm crazy about Flanagan too, and Crystal Gale too.
Pat Flanagan was a lot of fun. We had a lot of
gorgeous. Did you ever meet her?
Who?
Flanagan's wife that died mysteriously. I don't know.
Yeah, I met the one before that, the dark haired girl. I knew her, but the
naturopath, I think, or kind of, she was a naturopath, I think.
She had the same name as the singer named Crystal Gale.
Yeah, sure did. Crystal Gale Flanagan.
Yeah, and then there was...
She spelled hers G-A-E-L, the Gaelic version. I don't think Crystal Gale does.
G-A-Y-L-E. And then Vern Cameron was a big dowser up in the Santa Barbara area.
Yeah, the aura meter. He invented the aura meter.
Yeah.
I got a good spring pendulum that I got from, I can't think of the guy's name. He's the one that has a real expensive, it's like, you know, it works outside like rods, but it's not a rod. It's a thing that just spins on a, I can't think of his name. It's a cool spring pendulum, though. You make
I use those dowsing rods. They're made for it. They have handles. We used to have coat hangers, and then these things have a handle on them with a bearing in it, and they really, you can really pick up water pipes and stuff on the ground with them real well.
Yeah, it works a good thing.
I'd like to learn how to douse for gold. There's a lot of it around here, but I don't know how to. I'm not a gold douser. You got to be good at it.
I'd love to get on. If I had the equipment, I'd like to get on, like maybe with Louis Matasia's crew. Did you ever meet him?
Who's that?
He's a dowser who does big time treasure hunting.
Oh,
I went to a Virginia Beach guy back in the 90s, and his daughter. They were both investigators, and they brought out about 100 pounds of quartz crystal and just gave it away. That was tailings. It was just their tailings. You know.
Well, what we need around here is a water dowser so we can put a well in. The water is expensive.
I know plenty of them. I'm not in it anymore because it's way on the north side of Atlanta. It was a Peach State dowsers.
Do you do water dowsing?
I've done a little, but they had some people in there really experiencing, really good at it.
There's big money in that, you know, because
I try to divine myself. I try to divine, not douse.
Yeah.
Divining, I try to get information. The first time I tried, I got 4 out of 5 on the lottery. But ever since then, people tell me I shouldn't be able to do it. And son of a bitch, I ain't been able to do it.
He would be a good dowser. He's real sensitive.
Yep.
You ever try it, Steve?
Actually, I've been able to pick up on male and female energy, but I haven't really tried any dowsing.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, it'd be a lot of fun to do that.
Just, some people douse without a weapon.
Right.
Deviceless dowsing.
Yeah, when Chris...
Red, when you gonna come around this neck of the woods?
Well,
I'd like to
get
put a promotion up.
Seminar.
I got a good buddy up in Asheville. You might know him too. He's Pleiadian too. God, what's his name? He's an ex naturopath. He's an ex Alabama naturopath, but he went. He's from Philadelphia.
Oh, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Raj Merck.
Yeah, Steve's from there.
Raja. Raja Merck. He's the whole guru of the whole pointy toes, shoes, and the whole nine yards.
Really?
Never met him. His wife's a psychic surgeon. She's about 4 foot five. She's brilliant. She's getting pretty old now.
Wow.
You know, you didn't ever run across him? Because every time I see him, first time I saw him, we were doing one of those big shows. You know, it was like he had come from the night before. He had been in New York, and they had 25,000 people. Leary was there. I met Leary there.
Yeah, and I used to lecture with him. We traveled the circuit together for a while.
Huh?
Yeah, we traveled the circuit for a while with Timothy Leary.
You know, Leary went to the University of Alabama.
I didn't know that.
The military, and they kicked him out. I asked him about that.
I wonder why.
You from Alabama? Yeah, that's where it all started, my rebellious nature. Because they had, like, you know, back in those days, I guess it was like early 50s when they were. In Alabama, you know, you couldn't go up in the girls' room or anything like that. At about 10 o'clock, you had to be out of the dorm. And he got caught doing something like that. You know how that is.
That yeah, well, he was in Laguna Beach, and a guy named Ray Hauser busted him.
I think Ray Hauser,
last time I was at the police station over there in Laguna Beach, because I had some friends that worked there. I still saw Ray Hauser's name on the door on his office. I guess he's still there. He's been doing that narcotic shit since, God, I don't know, 50 years now. That'll be old at it, you know. That's all he's ever done. Mm. You say you busted Timothy O'Leary. I guess that's a big feather in your cap. Who knows?
Well, it's a thrill to me.
Yeah, now it's all legal.
I don't know if I got any feathers in my cap, but I got a thrill out of it.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Christopher Hills and I walked in there, and Christopher was presenting. He was too, and I think Christopher, he was doing his Timothy Leary was doing this mass media thing. It was chaotic.
They buried him in space.
Chaotic. I felt bad for him. He said, you know, because whoever was running equipment, he said was messing it up. I don't know if it was or not. He was a good speaker, though. I enjoyed him.
Yeah, they buried his ashes in space. Hey, quiet. You're too loud now. You're being a nice bird, now you're being a bad bird. Fighting and getting crazy now.
Well, I sure have had a hard time getting in here. I've been trying to listen to your show for about 6 weeks, and I can't get in, or you're not there, or something every time. But
well, you found it this time. Did you have any trouble calling
in? I got a cheap. I got one of your books used cheap, and I've been reading. Well, I've read it, but I don't know how much I comprehend it because I don't have the science background. I got a good relative conceptual science, man, but nuts and bolts physics, I don't.
Yeah, you need the Rays of Truth book. That's a good one. You can understand that.
That's what I got.
Yeah, that's
what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the inside track is more quantum. That's the newer one. It does have the history of science in it. So, you know, the first part of
what about the, you know, it mentions the tapes in that book because, you know, I just bought one used and there's no tapes that came with it. It mentions tapes. Can you still get those tapes?
It's a CD now. Yeah, you have to call in and during business hours. It's a CD now. Yeah, we sell the heck out of that book.
So you got the CD that matches up to that book.
Yeah.
Even though it's old.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, the book's not that old. It's only 11 years old.
What number do I need to call to get that?
The 800 number.
Just the
1-800. Yeah, 729.
Fred, on your website.
Yeah, 260.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll do that. I wish I could call him like your friend. I wish I could call you. Get one of those big projectors. How tell me this, Fred. Now, how does this compare with all the other stuff out there that claims all these things? You know,
what?
Q-Link. You know, there's 100 of them at least.
What?
Probably more than that. I know of 100. that claim, you know, different things as far as protecting your field.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I've never seen.
I mean, just in your honor, what you've run into, and I'm not.
What do you think about that?
Excuse me.
What does Steve think about that? He runs into that stuff.
I think the books are really fabulous. You know what you have to do? You really have to sit down and read them and really go over them. I have to read it two, three times.
I'm pretty much Hermes Trismegistus. I'm pretty much staying in a cave.
I really read them like two or three times to really understand what... it's really advanced stuff. And the books are really good.
You know, I can handle all the concepts, but... Some of the hard science, I just, you know.
Well, I think we have to really.
If you don't know what that is, that you can read it all the time as you want to. Certain things.
Yeah, yeah. What I do is I read it all the time, a lot.
That's what I do. It's on my water bed. You can tell I'm an old hippie. I still sleep on a water bed.
Right, right. But I read them, and then I'll put them down, and I'll take the concept and put it in my mind, and usually my mind will show me what I was reading. So that's how I learn, and I have to go over that
good.
Like two or three
that's
times.
Good.
You know,
I just wish sometimes I had some feedback from somebody because when I used to live closer in Atlanta or on up there, that's where all the metaphysical community is.
Well, do me a favor, give me a call. I'll give you my phone number. It's 746-585. 746.
Wait a second. Sure. I'll put you in my galactic glitter book.
Okay. It's 585-746. No, 746. You got it?
746.
8321.
8321. And what is your name?
My name is Steve Barish. I'm the co-host.
Yeah, I know you. I just don't know your name. I've listened to you, Steve, but I just didn't know. Parrish?
Sure. Barish. B as in boy.
B-A-R-I-S-H. Barish. Parrish? You're Jewish, and your name is Parrish?
Barish. Yeah.
Barish.
Does that spell like it sounds? B-A-R-I-S-H?
B-A-R-I-S-H.
I-S-H. One R.
Yeah, one R. And give me a call, and we'll sit down, and we'll go over this stuff, because I love talking about this, and I love reading, and, you know, it will help me, too.
What about email?
I don't use email because I'm slower than hell, and I don't know how to work it.
I just can't stand the computer. I'm also very succinct when I write.
Yeah. Maybe it's something about my energy. I don't know, but I just can't stand the computer. And Fred gets on my case all the time, but I just don't.
That.
I'm blocked with it.
I can understand, but it's also a great source of information when you go somewhere like I do.
Well, listen, I'm going to give you back to Fred, and
let me give you my number too.
Okay, hold on. Let me just get a piece of paper. I got you. Go ahead.
It's 678-688-7620.
And your name, please?
Chris.
Right.
Shaw, S-H-A-W.
Okay, gotcha. All right, Chris. Very good.
And you're in where, Steve? I've heard him say, you know you're not in the same place Fred is.
No, I'm actually across the country from Fred. I'm in Rochester, New York.
Rochester, New York.
Yeah.
I heard you say something about Rochester a while ago. The other week I listened to some of it, and I thought you were somewhere in the Southwest for some reason. I don't know. I thought you were just talking about somewhere in the Southwest.
I'd love to be out Southwest. I got a friend of mine that once, she keeps on inviting me out there, but I just don't want to move out there. I got so many clients here.
What do you do? I mean, what kind of...
Well, I do. I do healings. I do. People ask me questions about energy.
I'm really into radionics.
Really?
That's what I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool stuff.
Yeah, Fred knows all about that.
Oh, Fred knows a lot about everything.
Root cool. So my buddy has some real cool devices. I'm gonna start marketing those if I can.
Cool.
I can stay out of the FDA jail.
Well, all right. Listen, let me give you back to Fred. Okay.
Okay. Nice talking to you.
Nice and talking
Steve.
To you too. Nice.
I drink your sweetener all the time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
Stevia.
It. Stevia.
That Steve's a good man.
Good.
Thanks, Fred. Yeah, I can tell he's a good man. I've been listening to y'all, you know, when I can.
Did you ever try to call in very much?
Well, no, because I kept having trouble.
What would happen when you try to call in?
Half time I come in, I forget, and I try to remember what time you come on. And, usually I remember it about 2 hours later. That's what happens half the time. But I try every Thursday. You got reruns on that other night, don't you?
Yeah, what we do on Sunday night is...
Well, I know some of these are reruns, too, but this is usually a live show, isn't it?
Yeah, 99%.
Yeah.
And Steve does it when I'm not around.
Right.
It's usually live with one of us. We probably maybe 6 or 8 times a year it's a rerun, but that's about it. Usually when we're going somewhere, we're on the road.
Yeah.
But
tell me this. Do you have any other people marketing your products?
Oh, we're always looking for more people.
Well, I'm interested.
A new website, too.
I want to put my name in the hat.
Huh?
I said, I want to put my name in the hat.
Yeah, well, just talk to Mikkel. Give us a call on the 800 number during business hours, and she'll set you up.
Okay.
But
what about if I got other things to sell, too? Would that be a problem?
No, because, you know, I like, if you're selling that radionic stuff, I'd like to see what you're going to have, because we're looking for more products on our website right now.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, so if are you making this stuff, or are you wrapping it, or what?
Well, I fooled around a little bit myself, but these are finished products made in a factory. They were designed by my buddy.
So you guys are making them down there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not in China. We don't like Chinese stuff. It breaks.
If it will make them like I want them, you know, I'd have them looking very acacia wood, inlaid with gold and everything.
Yeah.
I'd go whole 9 yards.
Acacia wood. That's
beautiful stuff. Yeah, you got my email. You can email me some pictures. Of your stuff. It's FredBell@Paradyne.com.
FredBell@Paradyne.com.
Yeah, email me some pictures.
Stuff.
We have a market for radionic stuff. We don't have... I make a few things. I haven't really been making them much lately, so...
There's a lot of stuff on the web. You know, there's a guy... Have you ever met... he's almost scared. God, I can't think of... Oh, God. He's Austrian. I think he's Austrian. Carl Wells?
No, I'm not familiar with him.
You never met him?
No, he lived over there for a while.
He builds orgone generators.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Generators, not accumulators.
Yeah. We have a project called a QBAM that generates quite a bit of interesting stuff. But we never mm-hmm. We just built a prototype part of it, and I need to get some more engineers.
I've known this guy for about 20, and not really necessarily known him. He used to run a metaphysical bookstore right downtown in Far Road, with a real swanky, pretty swanky part of town where the Mercedes-Benz dealership used to be. And I used to call him trying to find a book or something there, because it was one of the better metaphysical stores at that time. And he's a real interesting guy. You ought to call him up sometimes. Just look under Orgone. You'll get him.
Well, we're going to be running out of time here in a minute.
Yeah.
It's a quick show.
His name is check him out. He's fascinating.
Very good.
He's scary.
All right. Listen, we're going to have to go. We have
okay.
We only have a couple more minutes to do here, so I hate to.
All right.
Hate to
I enjoy y'all. I enjoy the work that you do, and I hope you're going to keep doing it.
Well, thank you.
Give us a call if you're interested in being a distributor.
I'm gonna
work out
pumping.
Some kind of program for you.
I'm keeping humping. I'm gonna keep pumping myself.
Cool.
Keep on trucking, Fred.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, anyhow, we're running out of time. Go ahead.
Okay. I'll call you back.
All right.
I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye. So anyway, Steve, you want to put your number out again, and we got.
Yeah, it's 1-585-746-8321, and Fred is 1-800-729-2603.
Yes, and you've been listening and watching Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show at bbsradio.com, and we're on every Thursday at 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock Pacific. We always do stop 5 minutes before,
yeah,
so that the next one can... So anyway, we had quite a few listeners and watchers today, Steve. That was a pretty,
yep,
good show, huh?
Yep, wonderful.
Yeah. So anyhow, I will be talking to you next week. Need anything? How's your car doing? Pretty good?
Oh, yeah. I have it to a friend's house. He's fixing some things for me.
Cool.
So, yeah. Runs
well,
like a bear.
Little fixing.
Yep.
So we'll see you guys next week. And then Buddy Boo's been crazy today because the sun's shining on him and he's getting,
yep,
the sun.
Good.
All right. Well, we're signing off.
Take care, Fred.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.